Hello, welcome to the Sacred Word Audio Boo Meditations Podcast. This is Myra. Today is Saturday, September the 3rd, 2011. And tonight I have a small meditation. And the Lord is my dwelling place. In Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17, we read, "The Lord God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love, and he will rejoice over you with singing." Meditate on God's word. God is for us, and he is delighted that we go to him. He is only a prayer away, and he is always ready to bestow us with his peace and his love. In Psalm 27, chapter 4, "One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple." In the past week, I was looking at the Diary of Anne Frank's movie that Glenn Beck was broadcasting on his TV station. And I just wanted to post and share with you her last observations in her diary on still believing. "It's a wonder," she says, "I haven't abandoned all my ideals. They seem so absurd and impractical. Yet I cling to them because I still believe, in spite of everything, that people are truly good at heart. It's utterly impossible for me to build my life on a foundation of chaos, suffering, and death. I see the world being slowly transformed into a wilderness. I hear the approaching thunder that one day will destroy us too. I feel the suffering of millions. And yet, when I look up at the sky, I somehow feel that everything will change for the better, that this cruelty too shall end, and that peace and tranquility will return once more." Yes, Lord, I believe, I still believe, despite everything I hear and see, in spite of everything, I too believe that people are truly good at heart. And I still believe that one day peace and tranquility will reign, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord in peace and in love, forever and ever. Amen. May the peace and the love and the delight of God be with you, and the song of God be upon you. God bless you.